This is KUT. Since the city released its first draft of a new land development code earlier this year, residents and city leaders have been working to understand how it will shape Austin neighborhoods. In Hyde Park, residents have adopted a tool that regulates development and aims to preserve the historic neighborhood's character. But some say this exempts the area from having to follow the new code. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
I'm walking down Avenue G with Hyde Park resident Pete Gilcrease. He's pointing out things that could not be built in the neighborhood today under the current land use rules.
This is a duplex. It's on a smaller lot. It's under 7,000 square feet. And in Hyde Park, the NCCD doesn't allow two units unless you have more than 7,000 square feet.
NCCD, that's Hyde Park's Neighborhood Conservation Combining District. This custom zoning plan was adopted in 2002. The city puts these districts in place to preserve older neighborhoods that were substantially built out more than 30 years ago. But to Gilcrease, this tool essentially exempts Hyde Park from the new development regulations known as Code Next. He takes particular issue with rules that require larger lots for duplexes and other multifamily developments known as missing middle housing. Gilcrease says under the NCCD, it's easier to build large single-family homes on large lots.
Only wealthier people would be able to afford, you know, a large piece of land to do that. And so even though it's not intentionally segregationist, it has that same impact.
Gilcrease owns his home. He's lived in Hyde Park for about 7 years. He's also a chair of the Friends of Hyde Park Neighborhood Association, which was formed in just the last few years. On the other side of this debate is the Hyde Park Neighborhood Association. It's been around since the 70s. The group's co-president, Reed Long, says the NCCD was crafted in accordance with the neighborhood plan to encourage responsible growth. Long is a renter and has lived in Hyde Park for about 10 years. He doesn't think that eliminating the NCCD is a blanket solution for increasing density.
The tool itself can actually be used to encourage density. And so it's about balancing what the infrastructure is able to withstand and what makes sense within the context of a growing and diversifying neighborhood.
For example, Long says the NCCD encourages commercial development along Guadalupe Street and Duval and 45th Streets. It also creates a buffer between commercial and residential. Jorge Rousselon is a project manager on Code Next. He explains why city staff chose to keep NCCDs in the new code.
That already has a level of scrutiny, detail, and nuance that essentially has already gone through an extensive public process. And at this time, we didn't feel that it was necessary to start to modify those NCCDs, unless obviously council would give us direction to do otherwise.
But Rousselon reiterates that Code Next is still a work in progress. He welcomes people to weigh in at upcoming district meetings or to comment online. The Austin City Council is slated to vote on adopting Code Next in April 2018. Saida Hassan, KUT News.